Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. Homage to the greatly compassionate, greatly merciful, the regarder of the cries of the world. Today, we have done our regular fall Kanzan ceremony. In the past, before the fire in Lytton, we would have done it on the Joss House site or at the museum after it was rebuilt, which, as I'm sure everybody knows, was completely burnt to the ground. I truly believe that the reason why we came to this particular place in all of British Columbia was due to the previous connection here to Kuan Yin, to Kanzan, to Avalokiteshvara. The Chinese people who came here in the gold rush and later on in the railway building saw something about this place with the two rivers melting together and the high mountain to the north. I also like to think that they also saw the heart of compassion in this place. Now, the heart of compassion is often buried underneath all sorts of debris, like after a big fire. All sorts of debris have fallen across it. And when that happens, it becomes very, very hard to see it and see the potential for it. Because the compassionate heart bestows no obvious material benefit, it is very difficult for it to be seen by the worldly minded and the ambitious. The ambitious generate plans and schemes. And oftentimes these plans and schemes leave out the human aspect, leave out the necessity of the heart of compassion and tolerance. As I've said many times before, and as I was taught by my teacher, there is no benefiting the world without doing something about oneself. What is called the purifying of one's intent, the purifying of one's motivation, which happens also throughout the process of benefiting others. Because this compassionate heart is hard to see, sometimes to some people, they think of it as something mythical. Or they think of it as something superfluous. Or they think of it as something that can wait until other things are done. Or they think of it, the heart of compassion, as only for certain types of people. In this place where we live, this town that has been burnt to the ground, the true heart of the place can be invisible. It is the heart of compassion here that one draws one here and also allows one to experience the sense of community here. Even when, particularly after the fire, it seems like there is nothing here. Now, in Buddhist teachings, it is the very shunyata, the very emptiness, the emptiness of anything our minds can grasp, it is in that very absence of the chattering mind that compassion is present. This morning, when offering the incense, I offered a prayer for the restoration of this place. This is because I know that it is more than the appearances. That the heart of compassion can be found. The debris can be cleared away so it becomes more visible. But even when the heart of compassion is fully visible and gleaming like a diamond, there will still be people who, for one reason or another, cannot or will not look at it. People often fear this compassionate emptiness because they fear losing something if they enter into it or embrace it. But as Dogen says, this is the most useless of all useless opinions. This is totally false. For this compassionate heart is the law of the universe. Whether we see it or not, whether it is visible or not, it is constantly working. Constantly, like Kanzan, pouring the water. Pouring the water. Pouring the water of compassion into the cloudy river and the clear river, and the mixture. I have a personal theory that I have no definitive proof of, that some Chinese person had a vision of Kuan Yin, where the rivers come together, and that that was what prompted the building of the Joss House in such an unusual place, and also the building of it facing the river, rather than with its back to the north, which is the usual way Chinese joss houses were set up. Of course, they would have viewed Bhutani Mountain to the north as protecting the place. And also the fact that people, Chinese people and others no doubt, came here from all over British Columbia. So this was obviously an important place to them. Some people have called it the first Buddhist, definitive Buddhist site in Canada. Homage to the greatly compassionate, greatly merciful regarder of the cries of the world. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.